Good morning, beautiful friends. Happy Thursday. Today's a new day to slay, and I'm super excited. Maddie's got her second soccer practice today. Her first game is on my birthday. Can you believe it? My birthday is May 7th, and I'm so excited for her. So all month of May is going to be so super busy for us, but I am so dedicated to trying to be on here as much as I possibly can Monday through Friday. Wednesdays will look a little different. So yesterday you guys probably noticed that there wasn't an episode. And it's because I have this cleaning job that I do one day a week and it's on Wednesdays. So for Wednesday morning, and it's like a 4-hour cleaning job. And so by the time I get home and showered and I rest a little bit because my body is usually pretty sore by then, get some lunch in my body and then work all my other businesses that I have to do. Sometimes I have time, sometimes I don't. And so just to make up for yesterday's devotional, you guys, I want to read it with you out of the Confident Woman devotional for April 27th, because I feel like it's going to be so, so good. And I really don't want to miss out on it because I'm trying to be, you know, consistent as possible, right? And these are such a great way to start the day. Just filling yourself up with light and love and positivity and like God's word, growing your faith. I love it. And so let's go into it. Yesterday's devotional from The Confident Woman by Joyce Meyer, the title said, God Gives the Victory. Scripture is from Psalm 91, 13 through 14. You shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name. God created each of us with a free will. This gives us the ability to make our own decisions apart from outside influence. Satan tries to force us to do things by placing outside pressure on us. But God attempts to lead us by his Holy Spirit. Jesus is not demanding or harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing. Jesus is humble, gentle, meek, and lowly. Matthew 11:29 through 30. We are indeed complex creatures. Our mind can think one thing while our emotions want something else. And our will certainly seem to have a mind of its own. One person's willpower is renewed by God's word, and she knows enough to choose good over evil. She becomes very dangerous to Satan and his kingdom of darkness. The renewed person can override all the negative things that Satan has planned by exercising her willpower to agree with God and his word. I have discovered that doubt is a thought planted in our heads by the devil. He uses it to keep us from enjoying life and making progress in God's good plan for us. The prayer to end that devotional says, Lord, thank you for the power of your word to renew my mind. I choose to stand with your truth and overcome the darkness that surrounds me. Amen. That was good. That was worth it. That was worth the read. And today, the topic, same book, go forward in faith. Well, this is a long word. Deuteronomy. I think that's how you pronounce it. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death. The blessings and the curses, therefore choose life, and that you and your descendants may live. I have discovered that no matter how doubtful I feel, I can decide to go forward in faith. My feelings do not define me. I am greater than my feelings, and so are you. No matter how we feel, we can still choose to do the right thing. Going against your feelings is not always easy because your feelings are very frequently strong. But standing against them until you enjoy freedom is much better than continuing to let them run your life and hold you in bondage. In Joshua 24:15, we see Joshua make a decision. He says, "For yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites," sorry if I said that wrong, "in whose land you dwell, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua made up his mind, and nobody was going to change it. He didn't make his decision based on what others did. He refused to live under the fear of man. And if you make a decision, don't allow yourself to become doubtful just because someone else is not doing what you're doing. What will you serve today? Faith or feelings? The prayer to end the devotional in this book says, "Lord, I choose to not live by my feelings today or let them hold me in bondage. I put my faith in you and will serve you with all my heart. Amen." Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So give God the glory. Go forward in faith. Don't ever live your life or work your business or go to your job or do whatever. Don't ever show up based on how you feel. Show up in faith for what you're working for, okay? I always say that. I mean, my network marketing team, it's something that I always preach as well too, is that you can't, whether you're, you know, you're in business with me or not, you just, whatever it is in your life, you cannot work based on how you feel. You have to work based on your faith and the end goal always. So let's move into our Fighting Words devotional, which is by Ellie Holcomb, 100 Days of Speaking Truth into the Darkness. Let's go into it, you guys. Let's just go right into it. This is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." Have you ever set out to memorize a verse only for it to seriously convict you along the way as you committed it to memory? Well, me too. In fact, this passage was one of the first verses that I memorized. And man, it punched me in the gut. As I committed to these words to memory, I kept thinking about all the ways that I do not love very well. It was a beautiful challenge for me to continue asking God to change my heart, to make me more like Him. And then it hit me. God is love. And He is all of these things for us. He is patient, kind, humble, honoring, selfless, not easily angered, and keeps no record of wrongs. He rejoices with the truth, always protects us, always loves us. He is always trustworthy. He always gives us good reason to hope, and His love will always persevere. Love will never fail us because God will never fail us. And this was a huge revelation for me. I fail to measure up to this standard of love all the time. But when I remember that this is how standard of love all the time, but when I remember, I think I said that wrong. I'm sorry. Let's start over. This was a huge revelation for me. I failed to measure up to this standard of love all the time, but when I remember that this is how God loves us, it begins to transform me and gives me the courage to love even when it feels like it costs me something. He doesn't ask me to do something He's never done. And when it comes to love, He goes before me. He walks in the way of love towards me, showing me what love is like before He ever asks me to do the same for others. So may we remember today that God's love has gone before us and never fails us. And because of this truth, may we be emboldened, apparently I can't pronounce words today, to live lives surrendered to loving the people around us. When it's hard, even when we disagree, may we all be transformed and shaped by the power of God, who is love. I wrote a song based on this verse called Love Never Fails to help me remember this beautiful truth. I'll end today with my heart's cry from the chorus of that song. And yes, you guys, Ellie Holcomb, she does have this book, but she's also a Christian singer-songwriter, so you should totally go and look up her music. Okay, so this is from the chorus of that song. Love never fails, and that's a promise. Love never fails, help me believe it. Help me to trust that this is true. Help me to love like you do. Oh Lord, help me to live like love never fails. All right, you guys, let's go into the journaling prompts this morning. Again, you guys can write these down in your journal, or if you just need to listen and self-reflect, then that still counts too. So first one is reread 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 above. Of this list of characteristics, which do you struggle to believe that God is towards you and why? So let's just think back to what, you know, some of the key points, okay? All these things, he's patient, kind, honoring, selfless, truth, trustworthy. He protects us. He loves us, okay? Things like that that we had read from the verse. On those list of characteristics, which do you struggle to believe that God is towards you and why? Which of these characteristics do you feel like you are strong in? And which do you feel like you're weak in? Who in your life do you tend to disagree with often? And how does this passage speak to that relationship? All right, you guys, the prayer to end today's devotional and podcast says, Lord, thank you for being a God whose character is pure love. Thank you for always being kind and protective and for never, ever failing me. Thank you for showing me the way of love and shaping me by the power of your love. Strengthen me to walk in that love today towards others and help me to live like love never fails. All right, you guys, I hope that you all have an amazing day today. Make sure that you share this podcast with anybody that you feel needs it in your life. Maybe they need some love, light, positivity. Maybe they're trying to grow their faith with God. You can be a light for other people by sharing this podcast with them as well too. So, all right, you guys, such a great way to start the day. I'm going to go finish my coffee. I'm going to make some earrings. And then I got some work Zooms going on today. We got lots of things happening before Maddie gets out of school. And then it's like, you know, family time. Again, she's got her soccer practice this afternoon, which I'm super, super excited about. I just can't believe it. I've just waited for the days when, you know, Madison was going to be in a sport and I could be that mom on the sidelines rooting around. And I'm just so excited for my baby girl. All right, you guys, go have a great day. Choose to have a great day. Have a good attitude. You get to decide that for yourself. Move forward in faith and remember, your mindset matters. We'll see you guys back again tomorrow morning. Have a good day.